Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Something that like a lot of people, don't understand necessarily is like you have to spend money like in order to test. Like it costs money like to and but the outcome is huge. Like once it
Correct.
gets going and you get it right and you figure out what it is that you need specifically for your specific business, it's huge.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Hope this finds you well. Really appreciate you for giving me your time today. This is another bonus strategy sessions episode. We're going to take you inside a Facebook ads strategy call with one of my students. And this is a call with Liat Siegel, who is an interior designer working with local and residential design, commercial design. She also helps real estate agents with staging, and she's also working towards working with boutique hotels on improving their interior design. Now, this strategy call focuses on how she's trying to use Facebook ads to reach real estate agents to give them value around staging homes that they have for sale. And we dive into a lot of different things here today. Specifically, we dive into improving her targeting, how to increase relevance score, the value of leading with great content, improving her ad copy, amplifying content with Facebook ads, improvements for setting up her Facebook ads campaign, and a whole lot more. As you can see, we jump into a lot here over the next 25 to 30 minutes. So we're going to jump into all that with Liat in just a second. But before we do, I would love to get your feedback on the podcast here. And specifically, I'd like to hear what you'd like to hear more about: topics, guests, style of the show, frequency, length, any ideas that you'd like to share with me. I'd love to hear them. And to share your ideas and feedback with me, you can message me over on Facebook. And I've set up a very simple link you can go to that will pop your messenger, and you can message me right there. It's rickmulready.com/messenger. Now, I've been asking for this feedback over the last couple of episodes, and you guys have been really delivering. I've been spending a lot of time talking with all of you over on Facebook Messenger, and I've gotten some really good ideas, insight, and feedback on what you guys would like to hear on the podcast going forward. So thank you so very much to everybody who's already messaged me there on Facebook with your ideas and feedback. Now, when you do message me with your ideas and feedback, I'm going to pick one person at random to win a 30-minute strategy call with me. We can talk about your Facebook ads, growing your business, online marketing strategy, growing a team, whatever it is that you'd like to talk about, we can cover it in that 30-minute strategy call. I'm going to choose a winner today, Friday, depending on when you're listening to this, of course, Friday, September 8th, and I'm going to message you to let you know that you have one. Now, if you are listening to this after September 8th, all good. I'd still love to hear from you and get your ideas and feedback for what you'd like to hear more about, format, length, all that stuff. Anything that you'd like to share with me about the podcast. Really, thank you so much in advance for doing that. So let's jump right into the strategy session here with Liat.
Sure. So I've been really stuck on targeting.
Okay.
I think I got the content down. I was really, before when I tried Facebook ads the last time, I wasn't clear on who I could help. And, you know, my target audience and the words and the copy that was behind that. So now I'm clearer, and I think that I've got my systems much better, but the targeting is not working. And I know that because my relevance scores are not good.
Okay.
And the feedback or the engagement that I'm getting is not from the right people.
Got it. Okay. So who is your exact target audience?
So I am at various different stages working on various different things in my business. Right now, I have local residential design and commercial design. I also help real estate with real estate agents with staging, basically helping them set themselves apart from the competition, leveraging design to help them sell their homes faster and make more money.
Sure.
And the last thing that is my bigger goal that I'm working towards is working with boutique hotel designs to help them set themselves apart from the competition and create an awesome experience for their clientele.
Got it. So you've got several different target audiences that you want to go after.
Yeah, but I'm working right now on real estate because that's a low-hanging fruit.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, cool. Love it. So what's it been like so far? So are you targeting real estate, you know, realtors, real estate agents, the companies like the Keller Williams and all the companies? What have you done there?
Yeah. So I have been targeting all different types of pages, realty pages, and sending them content, like especially in one of your videos, you said, you know, if you're targeting real estate agents, say, are you a realtor? Do you want more leads and sales in your business? And so I used that as well. So and then I, you know, grouped them into, you know, what income levels, who they're not, like excluded people that are not like in those categories. So people like in the home care service or government, stuff like that. And just making sure that, you know, they're like travelers and their behaviors.
Got it. So, but you ideally in this niche that you're trying to focus on right now, you are trying to reach realtors, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to flip over real quick to, Power Editor and see how I might kind of go about this.
Sure.
So, I mean, first and foremost, you can definitely put in, you know, realtor as a job title,
right,
in the detail targeting section. So I'm assuming that you've done that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It didn't bring such great results though, interestingly enough.
So, and you're doing national, right? It's like it's across the U.S. It's not just in New York, or it's not a local, or what, or is it?
I originally started off with just local because I was going to pitch to them afterwards, like an ask of like, you know, delivering them amazing value and ask them to refer me to their clients, you know, for further reach.
Got it.
But then I realized, you know, I want to do passive income with this. I do not want to do staging long term.
Sure.
So I was going to just do a course, you know. So then I realized that I can just do it nationally.
Okay, cool. So I'm looking at right now we have realtor as a job title, realtor as an employer, realtor as a field of study.
Right.
Realtor magazine, realtor license, realtor.com, realtor.com pro. And then obviously that we get into like Weichert Realtors, Realtors Mastermind conference, Realtors Conference and Expo, all that different types of stuff. California Association of Realtors, Austin Board of Realtors. I just typed in realtor and these are all the different options here.
Okay.
What I might do, and then there's a Century 21 Regan Realtors as an employer, National Association of Realtors for an employer. So what I might be doing is I might be breaking these up into different ad sets. So for example, I might put all the associations into one ad set. I'd put realtor as a job title into one ad set. And then like realtor as an employer, I might, there's a few of those there. I might play around with that there. Then you might also have an ad set definitely of all the different realty companies.
Right.
And then I would just sort of, then you also have like licensed realtor as a job title. So I would put that in with realtor itself as a job title.
Okay.
So what we're doing here is we're kind of grouping these together to kind of try and figure out which grouping, if you will, of these different options here is going to work best for you. Because if you group in like realtor job title along into realtor.com pro as an interest, you're not going to, you know, like those types of things, you're not going to know really which one's working. So that's why I'm suggesting grouping them together. Mm-hmm. And then having the different ad sets broken up by that. And then again, the different realty companies in their own ad set, that way you're like, oh, okay, that's working really well. So now that you're thinking about it from that perspective, now it's like, okay, how do we have the conversation with these appropriate audiences that we're looking at here to talk to them about what we want to offer them? And so what is the offer? What are you speaking to them about? I have a follow-up question, but I want to, let's hear the answer to this one first.
Okay, sure. So that's a really great aha moment. So the offer is the longer offer or the downloadable offer, like the freebie?
Yeah, let's talk about the immediate offer and then what you ideally want to eventually get them to.
Sure. So the offer immediately is a download. It's a checklist of like the steps that I go through for any of my clients for staging. So like from the beginning step all the way through the end of like the exact things that they need to do in order to get that result.
Okay. I mean, that's amazing. The immediate thing that pops into my, and like amazing value right there. I think the immediate thing that pops into my mind is, why do they need you after that? Like, are you giving everything away there in that download?
Totally not.
Okay. What types of things are they missing?
So they're missing basically the how-tos of each step.
Okay. Okay.
So you know what the header is, you know what like that thing is, but like how do you go about doing that, you know?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so and then are you, and I don't really know how this works as far as like staging and stuff goes. I mean, I get it, but do you approach it also from a perspective of the value that it can add to the sale of a house? Like if you do this, like you I don't even know if that's a real thing. Is that actually something?
Yeah, so like if you spend like a few $100, you can end up like 10xing, 5 to 10xing, if not more, your return. The home value could be at like anywhere between $900 to like $100,000.
Okay.
On top of whatever you were going to make if you didn't stage it. And
it
gets sold 90% faster than most homes on the market.
Yep.
And you can increase your commissions if you're a real estate agent, because you set yourself apart from everyone else and you say to the homeowner, look, like I get results for you, you know, and that's why I can demand better pay.
Got it. So you are essentially, you're making the realtor look good. You're helping them do their job better. That's sort of the ultimate result of this, is that they're making more money, hopefully, from the sale.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. So why you? What sets you apart from other people who do this?
So I don't think there are really any designers that are talking about design from a business perspective. Like, what's the ROI of the design that you're implementing into this space? So like even, you know, my eventual goal of boutique hotels, like this is like a miniature version of that. The boutique hotels is at scale. So basically I help any business set themselves apart from the competition by looking at it from the customer's perspective and how that can make them more money.
Got it. Okay. So from a design perspective.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, are you producing content around this?
I am starting to. Yeah, I'm going to be starting a podcast specifically talking about boutique hotels and interviewing experts in how they've found that design has impacted their space.
I love it. Okay, cool. I mean, that was one of the first things that as soon as you described why you like the benefit of working with you so well, I was like, man, like this is really cool. Like you got this is content.
That's
like
awesome.
This helpful content out there that you can also then use Facebook ads to amplify that content in targeting these the realtors like we just talked about, for example.
Okay? Right.
And then you can move into like the boutique hotel and stuff like that. But I think I love the idea of starting a podcast, creating content around it. Again, this is positioning you as the go-to for this, you know, for this particular niche. And then you can leverage Facebook ads in addition to that to amplify all this content.
Yeah.
So I love that. How are you? So let's talk about if the targeting. So we dialed in, I think, a little bit on the targeting, just sort of grouping them together, different ad sets. Now, and you obviously want to be speaking to, so like, for example, let me go back and look real quick. So National Association of Realtors, for example,
right?
And it's as an employer. So it's a smaller group. I'm looking at, I'd have to open.
There's
up
two the, of them. There's okay. one that's like in all caps and one that's not.
Yep. So just remember that when you group these up, as with anything that we're doing on Facebook, I mean, really any kind of advertising that we're doing, we want to be speaking directly to that target audience, right? So if we're talking to a realtor in the detailed targeting section as an employer, then we want to be speaking to them for how they can benefit their realtors. You know what I mean? So people who are working for them. Realtor as a job title, that's, you know, or Realtor Magazine, for example. I'm assuming that people who are reading Realtor Magazine are going to be realtors, right? We hope, or I would think. I don't say we should hope. But, you know, speaking to them specifically about what you just shared with me, right? My other question for you is that if you are targeting nationally, right, if you're getting in front of the national realtor and they think that you're doing a great job. How are you helping them if they're in Southern California and you're in New York?
So at micro scale, I just want to deliver a course. That's it.
Got it. Okay. Okay. So you're looking to, you're building your email list right now, getting in front of them, again, positioning yourself as the go-to, and then you're going to offer them a course for how they can do this.
Yeah.
So this is one of those things that when you get into the course, like, if a realtor knows how to do this, I'm assuming that they're saving themselves money from hiring a staging person. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, cool. I love this then. So you're not selling them anything right now. Your offer is just free value here.
And so, understanding the stats, you know, the data behind it is just so, like, it's so powerful. There's so much data.
Absolutely. There's a lot of, so I mean, as far as from the ads perspective?
No, from the National Association of Realtors.
Gotcha. Yep.
Also there's staging reports out there, like, you know, just realtors believe that you can increase the home's value from 1% to 7%, for instance. Like there's stats like that out there. That are just so, and I'm using that in my ad copy and in the videos, like, you know, creating live streams and then using those in the engagement campaigns to, you know, really kick it out there.
Love it. Have you, I mean, I'm sure they have a conference every year or maybe it's a couple times a year. Have you reached out to them to maybe pitch speaking to them?
That's a great idea. Yeah.
I'd be doing that. I'd be creating a piece of content that's like a really like, you know, and people call it like a pillar piece of content or that sort of thing, anchor piece of content, like that is specifically for, because the Association of Realtors, right? Like, I don't know much about it, but they do want to add value to their members. Right.
Right.
And so any way that they can do that, I'm sure they'd be open to hearing about that. So what I might do is create a piece of content that is exactly what we're talking about here, that's specifically suited to the Association of Realtors, and let them know about it. I mean, you could target them with Facebook ads, but you could also just, you know, reach out, email them and let them know, like, hey, you know, like you could reach out to them on social media. Like you could hit them from all angles, if you will. I mean, don't be spammy about it, but,
no.
you know, but, you know, gracefully reach out to them and let them know, hey, let them know who you are, what you do, why you do it. And just let them know that you create a piece of content that, that you think would be helpful for them and their members.
Okay,
you
cool.
know, it helps you get on their radar. And again, that that starts to position you as the go-to. And that would be more likely, you know, to open up a conversation about possibly speaking, you know, to get in front of them. But
yeah, definitely.
I guess my last question as far as the, so we got the target audiences, they're sort of broken up, you know, and we're speaking to them directly. Were you doing that before, or was it sort of one conversation across all the different types of targets?
I think that was definitely an aha piece. Like the, I mean, I knew that we needed to group it. I pulled up my targeting right now, and I'll tell you what the two different components are, like how they're grouped.
Cool.
That might be helpful to know where I really was at, what the truth is. So we've got the demographics from 75K to over 500. We've got them down as homeowners, and then we've got them as 200 to over 2 mil. And then the groups I have is Brian Buffini, then Inman News, National Association of Realtors, Premier Agent, Zillow and Trulia, and then Realtor Magazine. Like, these are interests. I'm not sure if they make sense together, if that's an indication of, like...
I'm a very visual person, so I think this in sort of layers here. So the first layer, if you will, was that demographic information, right? Like the household income and stuff like that. So that's the first thing where that's a red flag for me, because if you're trying to reach realtors, you don't necessarily... So that to me is two different audiences. So that to me is like a person selling a home versus a realtor. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. I mean, my logic was that, like, I wanted to reach a certain demographic of realtors, like, you know, realtors that are into like travel and luxury living and who would be interested in this kind of service.
Got it. Okay. Here's what I would do. I would start broad. I would start like we were just talking about, like realtor as an employer, realtor as a job title, you know, the interests there, break those up into a couple of different ad sets, maybe two or three ad sets there, and start there, start broad. And
I did. I started broad and it was like a disaster.
So how are you speaking, but were you breaking them up into individual ad sets there?
Yeah, I broke them up into, I did Keller Williams. I did Villas of Distinction.
Okay.
I did Engel and Volkers. What else did I did? I did Corcoran.
So what was a disaster? What's a disaster to you?
I was getting a lot of unwanted attention. I was really interested in who was liking the page because I wanted to understand like why, what are they, you know, are they realtors? And it wasn't even realtors. It was, you know, just random people. And what I did was, it ended up being around I ran it for long enough that it was like 17,000 people in this audience that, like, throughout. And I took that and I made a custom audience out of it, and I put it into Audience Insights to take a look at the demographics and what's going on. Like, what's the details of this audience? Like,
did it give you any information?
Yeah.
Cool.
Everybody in this demographic was not in the sales or business and finance. They were cleaners or home care or government or any of those kind of things.
Interesting.
And the also the purchase behaviors and page likes was completely off with what I would expect for a realtor to like.
Right. So were you doing, like, so I just typed in Keller Williams, for example, in the detail targeting section, and I get Keller Williams as an interest, Keller Williams Realty as an interest, Keller Williams Realty as an employer. It's actually two of those. I'm not sure why. Keller Williams Realty Spokane. That's super small. And then there's a Keller Williams Realty Inc. As an employer. So, and that's the bigger one. That's like 83,000. Well, my numbers are off. So it would be larger than that. So I wouldn't target them as an interest.
I did as an employer.
As an employer? Okay, cool.
Yeah. I was so frustrated. Yeah, no, I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, so in that case, were you calling out as a realtor? So targeting Keller Williams employer and then starting that first line of the ad copy with a realtor, or even like what type of image were you using?
So I did a few different tests. The first one was I used what's that called, director, YouTube director?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was really cool. I did that.
Okay.
And I made an awesome video from that, and it was like 37 seconds, so really quick. Okay. And then on the copy was like, are you a realtor? Do you want more leads and sales in your business? And then it followed with the rest of the copy.
Okay.
And then another one was I tested out an image like with an arrow, you know, want more leads and sales in your business. And I had like a unfocused picture of the checklist, so they knew that what they were downloading.
Okay.
And another one was, I did a live stream and then I made that into an ad.
Oh, cool. Okay. How'd that one do? So you did a Facebook Live?
Yeah. So okay. Same thing. A lot of unwanted attention.
Okay. But you're still calling out realtors in the first. Okay. So
yeah,
the thing that just popped into my mind as you went through that is I would try to appeal. I love what you're trying. So first of all, I want to applaud you for, it's like, so don't stop. Keep testing.
Thank you, because I feel like giving up.
I know. But don't, like, keep testing. This is the game we got to play here on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Keep testing.
I think that's something that, like, a lot of people, you know, don't understand necessarily. Like, you have to spend money, like, in order to test. Like, it costs money, like, but the outcome is huge. Like,
correct.
Once it gets going and you get it right and you figure out what it is that you need specifically for your specific business, it's huge.
Amen. Yes, I agree.
I just wanted to say that.
Absolutely. Yes. And that, you said it perfectly. That's what I talk about all the time. And the cool thing is you don't need to spend a lot of money in order to do this, but all of this for you is information gathering, right? You're learning what's working, what's not working.
The testing mindset. Yeah.
Exactly. And you just got to have it. And a lot of people don't have it. And that's okay. But it's the people who want the overnight success, overnight win, that are not going to win because of that mindset. And so the thing that came to mind there is I would almost focus less on the whole, you know, and I know I use it as an example I don't know if it was in the training or what, that was just off the top of my head. I would approach it more so from the emotional win that you are providing a realtor. So, go for the I would test. I say go, like, test the emotional angle of what it would be like working with you, and not necessarily working with you, but getting the information and the value that you're providing, and approaching it from that perspective. Okay. And so I would almost take out the leads and, like, want more leads and sales sort of thing.
Yeah.
And focus more on that amazing bet, that stat that you said, that were like the percentage of increased, you know, value of the home that they get because of this. Like, you're giving them this information. And so I would approach it more so, yes, you do want them to download it. So you do want to be clear about that. And be very clear in your language there too. So don't say click here to get your, or click here. You got to be careful there because you don't want to be misleading, right? So click here to register for, or click here to opt in. We often take, you know, in our space here, we often take for granted that people know what opt-in means.
Right.
A lot of people know what that means, right? So maybe it's a quick register or something like that. Let people know when they click that they're gonna take this action in order to download this, you know, the checklist.
Okay.
But I would approach it more from a factual standpoint, which you have the this information, you're clearly passionate about it. You clearly know what you're talking about. And I think that this, from what you're telling me here, this checklist is super, super valuable. And so I would approach it more from that perspective rather than like the, you know, want more leads and sales sort of thing. Because that is a the leads and sales is a byproduct of what you're offering them. And that's where I'm thinking, okay, let's try to appeal to their emotional side, like that emotional win for them.
Okay. I love that. That would mean more like focusing on, you know, maybe the financial wins, like what would their lives look like when they're able to.
We want to be careful there because we don't want to position it as like a promise. You know what I mean? Because we get into gray area with Facebook policy. We can't say something like, you know, we can't like be like, if you do this, then you are going to be, you know,
sitting on a beach.
Exactly. Retired on the beach at 35, you know?
Yes, please.
We can't do that. We can't.
Right.
But I'm talking about emotional. It's like you're making their job easier. You want to be careful about saying like you can make more money from this.
Okay.
If you state facts like that, whatever that, what was that stat you said before as far as the percentage goes?
90% faster than homes that are not staged.
According to
National Association of Realtors.
Boom. Like I would have that sort of stat front and center.
Okay.
Like, because that is, you know, that is from the National Association of Realtors. You know, you could say, realtors, did you know that, according to the National Association of Realtors, blah, blah, blah. And then you could start to talk a little bit more about the benefits and what you're like, what you want, you know, what you're giving them.
Okay.
That's
what. And would you say long copy?
Well, I mean, this is a, you know, this is testing both, you know.
Okay.
I know that's not, everybody wants to know, like, do, you know, tell me, Rick,
just
do
tell
this.
Tell me how to just, work.
Yeah. How many words should I have? This is, you know, I would test both, you know.
Just make it work for me.
Yeah, exactly. Can't you just do it for me and make it work? I would test both. I would test both on it. But if you approach it from, you know, having those facts in there that gives you credibility, talk about, do you have any case studies of what you've, you know, clients that you've worked with and they've had this, they've had great success from it, or maybe testimonials or anything like that?
So I've never approached it from this angle before. I've always just been focused on, you know, residential or smaller commercial spaces. But when I really learned about business, like, and I gained that passion and understand the strategy behind it, I was like on fire. And
I was like, I love it.
And I gave a talk to some realtors about the benefits and they loved it. And they were like, you're going to be our only designer on staff and you're going to be like a concierge service for our realtors and our, you know, clients. And so that gave me the confidence to be like, yeah, like
so,
this is
so
needed.
I would be talking about all that stuff. Maybe this would be a great thing to test out in that longer form copy. Obviously what your credentials are, what your background is, why they should be listening to you, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So you got sort of like a next level of what to test with this.
Okay. I just want it to work.
Of course. How long have you been, it's been like what, a month or so?
Well, since I took your course, since the beginning, like I started testing right away.
Right.
But I mean, I've been really at it for the last 2 years, on and off. And
so much for the insurance. I'm sorry, not insurance, the realtors.
Yeah, not for the realtors. No, that's recent.
Okay.
But I'm just testing and like trying to, I think the targeting has been my biggest pain point.
Okay. So I want you to try this out. And then update me on what happens with it.
Okay.
What's your website? So if people want to go and check out, learn more about this and download this and learn more about how, you know, you might be able to help them. What's the website?
Sure. So it's hadarinteriors.com.
Okay. Spell it.
H-A-D-A-R.
Interiors.
Interiors with an S at the end.
Okay.
.com.
Okay.
And then there'll be a special tab there. For realtors.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Hope you enjoy this behind the scenes strategy session with Liat today. If you're liking the podcast here and you're finding value in it, please share it with your friends or colleagues or anyone else that you think might also find value in it. Also, if you've not yet left an honest rating and review for the show or on iTunes, I'd really appreciate you doing that. It's a big help here to the show. Well, that is all for today's episode, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.